Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
For the rest of my life, Lord, I lift my hands to you in total sacrifice. I give you my word.
I love this one. How about Alvin?
Hey, let me hear. All right. Listen, real quick. We go over across the country and so many people are going through. Children run away and they're on drugs and parents don't know what to do. But I want you to know that the Bible says no weapon formed. You see, sometimes we miss it. We miss it because the Bible lets us know it's going to be formed. But it also, if it stopped there, we'd be in trouble. But it said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That means it's not going to accomplish what it comes to do. Now, you see, the Bible says that the Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So he ain't coming to make you feel bad. He wants to take you out. But the love of God will not let him take you out. Now listen, you wonder when your blessing coming, when my miracle coming. But listen, on my car, there's a mirror that says, the objects are closer than they appear. I come to let you know tonight that your victory, your overcoming power, your blessing, it's closer than it appears.
You can make it.
You can make it.
I have no doubt.
I have no doubt.
Cause the last thing you went through.
Because the last thing you went through.
It didn't take you out.
It didn't take you out.
Did you hear me? You can make it, Lord.
I have no doubt.
Cause the last thing you went through.
Because the last thing you went through.
You're still here. It didn't take you out.
You
know why it didn't take you out? Ain't no love lost.
Ain't no love like the Lord
here. Ain't no joy.
Because
the last thing I went through.
Because the last thing I went through.
Lord, it didn't take me out. Thank you, God. Come on, Valerie.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, God, we bless your glorious name this morning. God, we lift up a sound of praise and adoration unto you, O King of glory. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you shall arise and the enemies be scattered in the master's name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that you're shutting down the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus so that you can be presented, Lord God, as the King of glory over every circumstances, over every situation, God. We worship and honor you, oh God. We bow before you this morning, oh God, giving you adoration, oh God, and praise that is due to your name, oh God. We thank you today, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made, oh God. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, Almighty God. We thank you today, oh God, that we can stand in all of your greatness, oh God. All the things that you said and all the things that you're going to do in the lives of your people, oh God, shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that there'll be souls, oh God, one for the kingdom of God, where the enemy is defeated and under our feet in the matchless name of Jesus. We call out to your name, Jesus, the saving name, Lord God, the name that has redeemed us. The word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And so, Father, we thank you today that we've been redeemed. We've been kept. We've been held by your great and your mighty hand, oh God. We thank you today, oh God, as you wrap us in your everlasting arms, oh God. Nothing shall snatch us from you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you kept us, oh God, that you sustained us, oh God. You sustained a roof over our heads, God. You sustained our vehicles, oh God. You sustained us on our jobs, oh God. You sustained our families and our children, Lord God, our spouses, oh God. We thank you today, oh God, that you sustain every ministry, Lord God, under the sound of our voice in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a fresh wind, God, that is blowing through, oh God, every city, every county, oh God, every state, every country, God, every, Lord God, continent, in the name of Jesus. We come to bless your glorious name on today, God. We thank you, Lord God, there's a sound of praise coming forth out of the bellies of your children today, God, because of all the things that you are doing right now, God. We thank you, Father, that is not by might nor by power, but is by your spirit, oh God. We thank you that you're thrusting us forward, oh God, to, Lord God, push past, Lord God, the boulders, oh God, to push past, Lord God, every rock, every concrete in the name of Jesus that will try to get in our way, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're laying aside every weight in the name of Jesus just to come closer to you, Almighty God. Bless your glorious name, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that the distractions are being removed from your people in this hour, in this season, Lord God, because your desire is for us to come closer to you in the name of Jesus. You don't want half of us, God, but you want us all, God. So, God, we give you our mind, God. We give you our heart, God. We give you our ear, our eyes, Lord God, even our mouth, oh God. Clean us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can move forth, oh God, in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you're preparing us, oh God, for the word on today, God. But before we can even ask you for your will to be done, God, we ask, Lord God, that you will forgive us of any sins, God, any and every, knowing and unknowing, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse us from the inside and out, oh God. Some of us may present ourselves as holy on the outside, God, but you want to work on the inside, God. So God, we ask that you will deal with our anger, deal with our frustration, God, deal with our unforgiveness, God, deal with, Lord God, things, Lord God, that has us distracted, oh God, procrastination, God, and things, Lord God, that you called us to do what you did not do yet, God. Forgive us, oh God, and help us to jump back on course in the name of Jesus, for the distractions, oh God, has caused your people, Lord God, to fall back in the name of Jesus. But God, forgive us, oh God, and pick us up again, God. Wash us, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Remove the doubt, the fear, and disbelief, oh God, that you will move, oh God, in this hour, in this season, God. Thank you, Father, for giving us faith, oh God, to run past, Lord God, the distractions in the name of Jesus, and run to your everlasting arms, oh God, and asking, Father, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, the strategy Jesus, oh God, that we need, that once we put on the whole armor of God in the name of Jesus, nothing will penetrate us in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, oh God, that the word is coming forth, oh God, coming with power and might and fire in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you're using the man of God in every region, oh God, to dismantle the enemy in the name of Jesus and to take away, oh God, all his power in the name of Jesus, for he has none in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, oh God, that every addiction on the lives of your people, oh God, that is not of you in the name of Jesus has got to be dismissed, has got to be dismantled in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let them have a withdrawal in the name of Jesus and draw back to you in the name of Jesus. Draw your people, oh God, for your word says you draw them to repentance, oh God, with your love, oh God. So may your love, Lord God, fall, oh God, fall fresh in every city, every community, oh God, every state in the name of Jesus. Fall fresh on us in the name of Jesus, that we will know you even the more, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing right now, God. We bless your glorious name, oh God. We thank you, Father, for being the King of Kings. Thank you, Lord God, for being the God that we know, Lord God, that can do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, oh God, according to the power that worketh in us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can stand and still and see the salvation of the Lord, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we shall be a mouthpiece for your kingdom and for your glory, oh God, to share the word of God to men and women in the name of Jesus that don't know how you move, oh God, and how much you love them in the name of Jesus. May the man of God bring forth that sound in the name of Jesus out of a desperate place, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where you're drawing your people closer to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that there's a sound, Lord God, that's going to come forth in the name of Jesus and bring your people, oh God, back to a place where their eyes are open, oh God, and their ears can hear in the name of Jesus. Fill their cups, oh God, when they're empty in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you will send your angels, oh God, move on their behalf in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, oh God, for Prophet LaRon Matthews, oh God, that is interceding and praying for your people in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the intercessors that are praying and moving, oh God, into the spirit realm, oh God, to dismantle the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, oh God, for Evangelist Wilson, oh God, and Administrator Bryant, God, we thank you for all those, Lord God, that are standing in the gap, oh God, praying and interceding, oh God. We thank you for even, oh God, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, oh God, continue, Lord God, to move and thrust us forward. Oh God, we thank you for the catapulting in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Sydney, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing, oh God. We thank you, Father, for blessing your people on today, oh God. Oh God, let they that have an ear, let them hear today, oh God. Let the word fall on good ground in the name of Jesus, that it will grow in the name of Jesus, as you, Lord God, use them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Water them, Lord God, from the well, Lord God, that will never run dry in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the fresh word, oh God. Thank you for the fresh revelation, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing and unlocking the doors of our hearts, oh God, to draw us closer to you tonight and today and forevermore in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that the enemy has been dismantled and his, Lord God, his schemes will not work in the name of Jesus. For no weapon formed against your people shall be able to prosper in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that the stony hearts, oh God, will be turned to a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, oh God, that anything that has them bound, Lord God, they shall be set free in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're stirring up the gift on the inside of your people, oh God. You're resurrecting, Lord God, the dead bones on in the name of Jesus. And they shall live, they shall breathe, they shall move in the name of Jesus. For your people, oh God, are ready to receive the word on today. So this moment, oh God, we come to worship you, oh God, as we open our hands, oh God, and wave and bow before you today, oh God. We know, Lord God, that your presence is being made known in that in that dwelling, oh God. For you said in your word, oh God, you inhabit the praises of your people, oh God. And so, Lord God, we set up this place, oh God, this holy place, oh God. Your in the name of Jesus, bless your people on today, God, where joy shall be their portion, oh God, for the joy of the Lord is their strength in today. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that your joy is unspeakable, oh God. Your joy is not, look, nothing can match it, oh God, for you are, Lord God, everything that we need, Lord God. You are indescribable, God. You are amazing in all your ways, oh God. Show yourself strong. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. Dependable, dependable God. It doesn't matter what comes my way, you are still God. Intentional, intentional God. Everything is working out for my good. You love me too much, excess love, you love me too much, you love me too much, excess love. Thank you for loving me too much, unconditional. Thank you for loving me too much, oh. Thank you for loving me too much, oh. Unconditionally, thank you for loving me too much, oh. Thank you for loving me. Where would I have been? Where would I have been without you? You love me too much, oh. Oh, kakame, nahin you be. You are A to Z, and everything in between, oh. I'm a man, now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike, odiro ye dika ki. Amamamasyamasyo, now you be the most high king. Eche tobie zike, odiro ye dika. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made. Now I'm standing here only because you made a way.
Good morning. We welcome each and every one of you on the line this morning. We're having technical issues on the conference line side, so therefore, if you know somebody
some people got in and some people can't, that's over there, please, if you will, text them and let them know that we're on the blog side and Apostle Simmons is in your hands at this time, man of God.
Man, God bless you on this morning, Administrator Bryant. We certainly thank God for another opportunity to come before the people of God on this morning. Amen. Certainly thank God for all that the Lord is doing in this hour. Amen. Certainly the prophetic winds are blowing. The winds of change is here, and demonic forces are, amen, upset. So we bless the Lord. Amen. For the men and women of God that are praying, interceding, standing their watch. Amen. To annihilate the enemy in the realm of the spirit. And we certainly thank God for giving the men and women of God the grace and the anointing to do so. And I thank God for the word that the Lord has given me on this morning to release to the people. Father, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. We bind every plot, every plan, every trickery, every cunning craftiness of the enemy. We come against his assignment now. We call it null and void. We bind every demonic force, every demonic spirit. We bind every evil, every wickedness that's trying to come against the conference line, try to come against the Blog Talk Radio, trying to come against the men and women of God. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus. We thank you on this morning, God, that we have risen in you on this morning to see a brand new day for tender mercies. God, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise on today. Father, we thank you for another opportunity to come before your people, God, to release the oracles of you on this morning. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, God, as I decrease, you increase. As I get out of the way, God, you get in the way. Not my will, let it be your will. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will speak into the ears, the hearing of your people this morning. Father, that the word will fall on good grounds this morning. Father, we thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for your winds, winds of change, winds of transformation, winds of reformation, winds of restoration. Father, we thank you for releasing it this morning. God, waking up, God, in a brand new day. God, waking up in the winds of you when you've given us breath. You've given us life because you breathe in us while we're up this morning. And Father, we thank you, God, because it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, have your way across this conference line today. Have your way across Blog Talk Radio today. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for another prophet's touch. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the people of God and the heroes will be touched by you, because we know, God, one touch from you, our life will never be the same. One encounter, one experience with you, our life will never be the same. And Father, we thank you on this morning for the touch. And Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, let your word have free course on today. And Father, we decree, we declare it by faith that it is so. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, you are strength and our redeemer. To God be the glory. Amen. All right. Bless the Lord on this morning. Amen. For those that are still trying to chime in, we thank God again for the opportunity to come. Amen, to share with you on this morning a word from the Lord. Somebody say, I need a word from the Lord. Amen, not a yesterday word. Amen, I'm talking about a word hot off the press, a right now word, a rhema word, a word that will push me into my next, a word that will push me closer to God, a word that will encourage me, a word that will strengthen me, a word that will empower me, a word that will cause my life to never be the same. And I thank you, God, for doing it today. Amen. For another prophet's touch, they always say one touch from God, your life will never be the same. Why do I say that? Because he did it for me, and God is not a respecter person. I bless the Lord on this morning. Again, we give honor where honor is due. We certainly give honor to the visionary Dr. Matthews for allowing, amen, men and women of God the platform to minister from this place. And we bless him and his ministry, his family, and all that he endeavors to do. Amen. We certainly thank God for you, Administrator Bryant. Amen. In the background. Amen. All that you do, woman of God, we bless God for you. Amen. And know that your labor is not in vain. Amen. God is rewarding. God is pouring out for your life in this hour, in this season. Woman of God, so just, amen, sow in the winds of God. Amen. To Dr. Wilkes. Bless God for Dr. Wilkes on this morning. Amen. To all of the kingdom leaders, my kingdom brothers and sisters, we bless God for you, intercessors and prayer warriors. amen, that make up this conference line and Blog Talk Radio. For those that are tuning in from different parts of the world, we bless God for you as well. Amen. I pray that my young prophets are on. We bless God for the young men and women of God that God is raising up for a time such as this. Amen. We bless God for the Issachars, amen, to understand the times and the season. We definitely need that in this hour. Amen, people of God, because we're living in some chaotic and challenging times, confused times. Amen, people up, down, in, out, all around. People don't even know what's going on. And that's why it's so important you need a prophet in your life. Every believer needs a prophet in their life. Amen, so that the men and women of God that God uses, amen, to point them in the right direction, to say what thus said the Lord. Amen, to hear the sound, to be on the frequency and the channel with God in the earth realm. And God do still have authentic men and women of God that he is using in that manner. Many say that we don't need the prophets no longer. We don't need the apostles no longer. We don't need certain gifts in the body no longer. I beg to differ, people of God. Amen. I don't believe that God would not allow the scriptures, amen, to be inspired by the men that he inspired to write, to give us, amen, what we need for the body of believers. The body of believers, that's the church. That's God's church. Amen. We're many members, but we're one body. And that's why everybody has to be functioning in the place that God has called them. Just like I always give the example about the anatomy of the physical body. Amen. Every part of the body needs to be in operation, need to be in functioning, amen, in its proper order. So I bless God for what God is doing. He's repositioning, realigning. He's setting back order, amen, to his church. And I thank God, amen, that he handpicked me, amen, to be one of his mouthpiece, to be one of his servants, amen, to help the men and women of God where they are, even on to reach to the lost, to make sure, amen, that they're pointed in the right direction, so there will be no longer ism and schism, no longer confusion or division among the body of believers. Amen. So I bless the Lord on this morning. We certainly bring you greetings from Restoration of Truth Ministry, A Minute Without Walls, here in the great city of Hampton, Newport News, Virginia. Amen. Where me and my wife, yours truly, Apostle Simmons, and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, are overseers of the great work that God has given to our hands. And we thank God for our team that's around us. Amen. Our core leaders, we bless God for each and every one of them. Amen. And those that God are sending, amen, for undergird the ministry and the work, amen, that he has allowed in this region. So we bless the Lord, amen, for what he is doing. All right. Amen. We're not going to try to hold your patience long. We want to get right to the meat, amen, of the matter. Amen. If you will, let me draw your attention, amen, to Proverbs chapter number 12, and then we're going over to Romans chapter number 8. Amen. If I missed anybody, amen, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head. I bless the Lord on this morning, amen, for what God is saying. All right. Proverbs, I want to read that from the New King James Version. Proverbs chapter 12, starting at verse number 1, and then we're going over to Romans chapter 8. Be reading that from the King James. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 1. Whoever loves instructions loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. Now, that's scripture now. That's a translation. But he who hates correction is stupid. Verse 2, a good man obtains favor from the Lord, not man. It said a good man obtains favor from the Lord. But a man of wicked intentions, he will condemn. Y'all better look out. Hallelujah. Verse 3, a man is not established by wickedness, but the root of the righteousness cannot be moved. Oh, glory. Thank you, Father. All right, let's go over to Romans chapter number 8. We'll start at verse number 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, not yours, his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Verse 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. If I will just talk to you from this place this morning, I believe it's powerful, profound, and is prophetic for this hour. Amen. It's favor over fear. Prophesy to your future. Favor over fear. Prophesy to your future. Amen. And go ahead and prophesy to yourself and say, I am qualified for this. Let me say that again. I am qualified for this. The Lord said, rewind to remind. Go back and remind the men and women of God, the servants of God. Amen. Remind the gifts that's in the body. Remind them, amen, that when he handpicks you, beloved, you could have to rest assured that God is on your side. I always say it like this. You can engage the sound of God, or you can reject the sound of God. For certainly many of us know that the prophetic winds are blowing. The winds of change is here. As I always say, you stay in stretch mode, God will blow under your wings and take you higher in the realm of the spirit. He will take you in deeper dimensions of him. Amen. Because the higher you go, the smaller your problem, circumstance, and situation become. Amen. So, beloved, we're always reminded that the Bible says, according to 2 Timothy 2 and 7, for God have not given us the spirit of fear. I call it false evidence appearing real. Many people use that acronym for fear, false evidence appearing real. But he said, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. As a believer, you must always remind yourself who you are and who you belong to. The Lord had me to be in a teaching, amen, for some time dealing with identity check. Sharing with the people of God in our word study, teaching, amen, why it's so essential, necessary, imperative for us to understand who we are. That's the question you must ask yourself. Who am I? Amen. You can't be, amen, such and such a day and then such and such tomorrow. You got to know who you are in the kingdom of God. Amen. So it's very important that you know that you operate from a place of favor and not fear. You have to know that you have been qualified for this. Now, I want to break down some definitions. So, amen, through our driving point, as I always say now, I took on another, amen, motto, amen, let me gather the facts so I can build my case to bring you to the truth. Amen, because you know the truth always liberates us. Truth always sets us free. The truth always makes us free. Amen, we're living in a world full of lies. But in the kingdom, it's always truth, and truth is revealed. Truth is manifesting. Truth is being released. It's up to us to grab hold to the truth so we can walk in the favor of God and not the fear of the enemy. Okay? All right. Amen. So what God is looking for through his servants, through the men and women of God, he's looking for availability, not ability. A lot of people using their talents and their gifts, amen, where the character can't keep them. So God is looking for availability, not ability. Because a lot of people move by charisma. They move by all of the things, amen, that they feel that move people, put them in an emotional, amen, hype or emotional frenzy, get them all hyped up, amen, but no power, no anointing. Oh, glory to God. God is looking for availability from the men and women of God that make themselves available to him so he can favor them and push them, amen, to a place where they can prophesy, speak to their future. All right? Favor over fear. Prophesy to your future. You prophesy to yourself this morning and say, I am qualified for this. Amen. Many people are in position. They are in certain places that they ain't qualified for. Now, we know when God favors you, amen, He's already what? Qualified you. Why has he qualified you? Because he's already justified you. My God. Help us today, Lord. Amen. So you have to remind yourself who you are and who you are in God. Amen. The Bible says something so powerful in Psalms 5 and 12. It says, for the Lord wilt bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. God will shield you in challenging and trying times. Amen. Even I was listening to the news on last night of how, amen, thank God for the Emancipation Proclamation, amen, that was given for our culture, our people, that liberate them from a place of slavery, amen, and many people still in slavery, amen. I'm talking about slavery in the church world. From a spiritual standpoint, bring them physically in a bondage. Amen. They don't even know that they're really free because they don't know their identity. Amen. But I was watching the news and how people were putting big events on, but because the threats were sent out against blacks, amen, about the Juneteenth and the things that we're celebrating and honoring, amen. So people shut down their events, religious service they were attacking, the attacks was coming against. They was bringing fear against gatherings of people gathering for events of celebrating and cooking out, celebrating for all different types of events they were putting on. But because the threats were sent out by those that are racist, those that hate, amen, our culture, or hate black people in general, amen, sending out threats against us, that should never put us in a place of fear. Because God has favored us. When God liberates you and delivers you, he's qualified you, he has justified you, beloved, so you can walk in a place of liberty. You can walk in a place of freedom. That's why Galatians 5:1 says, stand therefore fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Tell somebody I'm free this morning. Why? Because God has favored me over fear, and I can prophesy to my future. All right. Amen. So let me just give you a little definitions, amen, to help us. Amen. Prophesy is to foretell or predict, amen, to indicate beforehand, an inspired utterance of a prophet. Now, not just because many of us walked in the office of a prophet or many of us flow, amen, in the prophetic gift, amen, or flow prophetically, not necessarily saying that you are a prophet, amen, because you can have the prophetic gifting and flow as a prophet or a prophetess, amen. But every believer should be able to speak, because life and death lies in the power of your tongue. And if you got the greater one in you, for greater he in you than he that's in the world, you have the power and the authority, amen, to speak out of your mouth. You have the power and the authority to prophesy to your future, prophesy to your destiny, prophesy those things in your atmosphere, speak to your atmosphere, speak to the things that's going on around you. You have the power and the authority. Because really, it's not you, it's all God. Amen? So that's why when you come into your identity, people of God, you will recognize and you will know if God be for us, who can be against us? My God. So you have to understand prophesy. Prophesy, amen, is a verb. Prophecy is a noun. Prophecy is what we see and being fulfilled in the earth realm according to Bible interpretation. Amen. According to revelation, eschatological times, events that are taking place around the world. Amen. End times events. The end is not yet here. Amen. This is just what we call birth pain. This is what we call the beginning of sorrow. Jesus said in Matthew 24. Amen. When you understand these seeds, when you understand these signs, end is not yet, people of God. End is not here yet. It's just the beginning of birth pain, just the beginning of sorrow that hit our land. That's why prophetically God is taking his hand and head the protection from off America. Hear me good, people of God. Amen. God is taking the head of protection off America. Thank God he got a head of protection around those that have been qualified. Reason why many have not been taken out, reason why United States, amen, have not been annihilated, people of God, is because of you. reason why many of your family members have not been taken out is because of you. The prayer of the righteous, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous, the Bible says, a zealous must. Because you are men and women of God that understand your identity in the kingdom of God, so you understand that you have the power and the authority to decree to the take a thing, and it shall be established, because God, what? He has handpicked you. He has chosen you for a time such as this. And that's why you can prophesy to yourself, not from a place of arrogance, not from a place of pride, but from a place of humility, saying, God has what? Qualified me. Hallelujah. That means you have been justified in the kingdom of God. That's why, people of God, we have to exemplify him in the earth realm as his servant. Amen. You can't be at a place now trying to figure it out. You can't be at a place of trying to make something happen. Beloved, you have to let God do it. And when God do it, he do it well. Hallelujah. So when he do it through us as his servant, through the men and women of God that make themselves available to God, then God favors them over the fear. Now, as believers, as servants of God, we can't be in a place of fear. Because we understand what the pandemic and all of the things that's going on in our land has shifted through all of the riots and all of the mass shooters and all of the different things that's going on in our land. As the body of believers, as the servants of God, as soldiers in the kingdom of God, we cannot operate from a place of fear. Amen? That is causing you to operate from what you see. Amen? With your natural mindset. That's why the enemy always talking to mind. Amen? As I've been sharing with the people of God in our teaching about the meeting place, the meeting of the mind. This is where you meet with God. Amen? And this is where exchange takes place. Exchange for change. You're taking on the mind, the counsel, the will of God. That's why Philippians 2 and 5 say, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. If you go into the meeting place and you leave that place, amen, the same way you went in, something wrong. The problem is not with God. The problem is with you. That's why I told the men on last Sunday, look in the mirror. When you look in the mirror, you're looking back at, amen, somebody looking back at you. That's you. And if you see any smudge, you see anything that's wrong with you, then you've got to ask the Father to correct it. That's why he said, amen, a man that despises correction is a fool. In so many words, that's stupid. That's what the scripture says. It translates, you're stupid. Amen. I ain't calling nobody stupid this morning now, but at the same time, you got to understand when favor eradicates fear, you can prophesy to your future. Amen. The Bible says something so powerful here as well. Amen. Got to take it to the scriptures. Amen. Then we're going to bring you on in. Favor over fear, prophesy to your future. He said in Psalms 90, right about the 13th verse, he said, return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy service. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad for all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. He was in the land. Verse 16, let thy work appear unto thy servants and thy glory unto their children. Verse 17, and let the favor of the Lord, one translation say, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. My God, I thank God for favoring me. Favor me with them and favor me with man. You got to take your rightful place and your position in the kingdom of God and establish thou the works of thy hand upon us. Yea, the work of our hand, amen, establish thou it. God will establish it. And that's why you have to understand, beloved, that you have been qualified for this. What is qualified? It is fitted as by training or experience for a given purpose. Hey, glory to God. And that's why, according to the scripture, the Bible says in Romans 8 and 28, all things work together for the good of them that love God, that are called according to what? His purpose, not yours. His purpose, not yours. All things will work together for the good of them that love God, that are called according to his purpose. Amen? As long as it's your purpose, amen, you'll keep right on, amen, going around the mountain. you'll keep right on doing the same thing. That's why many people, many prophetic people is dealing with, amen, it's time to mature, it's time to develop, it's time to grow up, it's time to graduate, it's time to move into things of God, because if you don't pass the test, amen, you got to repeat it again, and that's what America is doing, amen. History repeats itself. People, amen, in the church world trying to do the same thing instead of letting God teach them, train them, equip them, amen, to be effective for the kingdom of God in the earth realm. It's why I say to our ministry, amen, we enter for impartation, we exit to make impact. Amen. If you don't come entering in to take the cap off your mind to allow God to deposit and download his wisdom, his knowledge, and understanding, and his anointing on your life as a servant, as a believer, as a disciple, as a child of God, then people of God, then you'll go right back out empty. Amen. And then you can easily be moved by fear. Fear will grip you. Fear will overtake you. Fear will push you in a place of anxiety. Fear will push you into, amen, a false place. And that's why many people operate from a false place. Amen. They're trying to make it seem like it's real, but because of fear, it's a false place, because that's what we said it is, false evidence appearing real. And that's what has been in the church world for so long. Counterfeits made it seem like it was real, but it was from a false place. And that's why God had to bring, amen, the authenticity of him to the forefront. Amen. Because God ain't going to let no man take his glory, because he said he's not sharing his glory with no man. So when you understand it from this place, beloved, you can prophesy to your future. What is future? It's the time or a period of time following the moment of speaking or writing. Time, amen, regarded as to still to come. Now, I don't care how long it seems like you have been in your condition, your situation, amen, whatever's been up against you, people of God, when you come into your true identity, when you come to know the God that you serve and you recognize the God on the inside of you, I ain't talking about other gods, the little G, we're talking about the big G, amen, the master, amen, the chief architect, the one, amen, that's the master maker, the one, amen, that can transform our lives, to call us to be new creation, new creatures, amen, to call us to walk in our true identity, amen, because many people, amen, just want people to receive them, so they will try to mimic or try to duplicate to be like somebody else, because they feel like somebody else got it going on, but they don't realize the price that that person had to pay to get what's on their line. So you got to be very careful trying to duplicate somebody. Amen. Because we said that has been going on for a decade. People try to duplicate other people that they see, preach like them, talk like them, act like them, sing like them, try to worship like them, try to praise like them, dance like them. Y'all know we've been in the religious world for so long, everybody praise that. They get up, start shouting to death, everybody praise look alike. You got to make it cute. Oh, glory. Favor over fear. Prophesy to your future. All right. Beloved, you are made from quality material, meaning you are made from the best by the best. Everything God created was good, but we understand what shifted the scopes and the dynamics of God's creation. So that's why he shifted, man. He shifted, amen, the church world. He shifted the religious world. And that's why God had, you hear many people prophetically speaking about the reset. Amen. Resetting our mind. Resetting in our position. Resetting in place. Resetting our posture. God is resetting. He's given us time. He's given us time after time after time. And this is why he says judgment must first begin, what? With the house of God. Amen. God always deal with us first. And that's why you need a prophet. Because according to Amos 3 and 7, God does nothing, what? Except he reveal his secrets to his servant, the prophet. Don't let him fool you. Coming up with their religious ideologies and all of the stuff that think you or that make you feel like it's God, through their religious doctrines and teachings to keep you on a hike, keep you on a lie. Amen, that comes straight from the pits of hell. You've got to get into the truth, people of God. You've got to get into what God is speaking now, now for this present time, now for this season. Every decade, every generation go through something. Amen, there's nothing new under the sun, people of God. Amen, what you might see today, it might be unprecedented, amen, in your time. But you can rest assured it may happen in your past generations of ancestors, of people, amen, that came up through the bloodline. They have gone through things where they've seen Bible prophecies. That's why you hear people say, amen, they say, well, amen, Bible is fulfilling itself. Yes, it is. Amen. They said it in their time. We said it in our time. And if God tarry, people of God, our young people, their people, their children, amen, will be saying the same thing we're saying, and it's only going to testify. It's only going to testify what we see in the land. Wickedness, evil is only going to increase because the Bible said so. Amen. That don't mean that the end is here yet. Amen. We just in birth pain, beginning of sorrow. That's why you can't operate from a place of fear. You got to operate from a place of favor because God has qualified you. God has justified you. And whatever trying to come up against you, beloved, you got to know all things work together for the good of them that love God, that are called according to his purpose. Amen. If God be for us, who can be against us? I don't care what they try to plan against you, just like they're trying to do against the Man of God conference line. Amen, because the man of God and men and women of God prophetically speaking about end times events, about things that are happening, amen, through government, amen, through secret society. So the enemy, spiritual wickedness and evil, they hate that, so they will try in all their power to come against you. They would use even the insiders. They would use those to plot. Amen, to set in place to come against you. When you think that they're for you, they're against you. But guess what? God will expose them. Because that's what the favor will do. Amen. They're wondering why they can't take you out. They're wondering why they can't harm you or hurt you. Amen. When they set in, they set in the camp. That's what y'all see in America. That's what you see. When they set certain things in motion or in place, riots and all this different stuff, it's already handpicked by the government. It's already handpicked by secret society, amen, to cause these things. It's only a distraction. It's only to create fear for you. But God said, I have favored you and called you for a time such as this. Tell somebody I'm qualified for this. Now, you got to know that you qualify for this so you won't operate from a false place. Amen? So it won't push you into fear. Amen? So we bless the Lord on today. See, beloved, when we know that we've been created by the best, this always calls your value, your qualities to be what? The top-of-the-line product. So I share it with the men. Amen? You came from, amen, some good product. Amen, and that's why when God created man in his image and likeness, amen, he created male and female, amen, in the likeness of what? Him. People of God, when you know that you become a new creation, a new creature in Christ as men and women of God, especially if God called you, amen, into the fivefold ministry gift and whatever capacity that you serve in, you got to serve it to the best of your ability that God has graced you with. You are unique. I'm peculiar. I tell people, there ain't only one Maurice Antonio Simmons. Amen. I only can be who God called me to be because what? He has favored me. Amen. He has graced me. He has anointed me to be me. I can't be nobody else but me. Amen? So that's why, amen, I'm unique. I'm peculiar. Amen? My wife will tell you I'm a peculiar eater. Amen? I'm very careful about where I go, who I connect with. Amen? So people of God, when you know that God has qualified you for something, you're very discerning. You're very watchful. Amen? I don't care what personality or what traits you have. When you become a new creature in God, God changed it. He transformed a lot of those things concerning your life because he has handpicked you, chosen you for a time such as this, amen, that you can't be like the crown. You can only wear the crown. That's the crown of glory. All right? So when we understand it from the Bible perspective, according to 1 Corinthians 6:20, he said, for you are bought with a price. He said, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God, which qualifies you for anything you are believing the Lord for. Beloved, a qualified person is one who, by possession of a recognized degree, certificate, or of professional standing, or who, by extensive knowledge, training, and experience, has successfully demonstrated the ability to solve or resolve problems related to the subject matter or the project. Did not the Bible remind us as God's children, for whomever delight themselves in the Lord, he will give them the desires of their heart. And to whom much is given, always share this with our core leadership team, To whom much is given, much is what? Required. It's not only just for leadership, it's for believers. It's for any person that serves, amen, God. Any person that serves, amen, others. It's in a place, amen, beloved, amen, that to whom much is given, much is required. That's according to Luke 12 and 48. So when God sets his stamp of approval upon you, beloved, and whatever capacity or position he calls you in, whether he calls you apostle, whether he calls you a prophet, whether he calls you evangelist, pastor, or teacher, any of the ministry gifts, or even into the bishopric, amen, you got to understand he must be the bishop of your soul. Amen. Even in that, people of God, amen, you cannot let people set you up on a pedestal, amen, to set you up to allow pride, set you up to allow all of the things set into your mindset, to get in your heart, to make you think or feel you've done it. Without God, beloved, we are nothing. Without God, we can do nothing. So it's not in our strength, but it's in his strength that he qualifies for us. So when favor is set on us, it's approval, support, or liking for someone or something. God's favor is him stepping into one situation to make a worthwhile difference. Let me say that again. God's favor is him stepping into one situation to make a worthwhile difference. Many say favor is a highway to connect your destiny. That's why I say prophesy. Prophesy to your future. Oh, God. Beloved, it's in the covenant relationship with the Lord you get the favor and the promises of God. Beloved, when God equips you, you are not qualified for any task at hand. You are qualified and favored by God to do whatever it may be that he has set before you. Now, from this standpoint today, that's why God told Jeremiah the prophet in Jeremiah 1 and 5. He said, before I formed you, I knew you. Amen. Before I formed you in your mother's belly, I knew you while you was in the womb. Even before your mom and daddy came, your daddy released the seed for the egg, amen, to produce. Amen. God already knew you. That's why I tell with many people, amen, I am born a prophet. Might be moving and flowing in apostolic in the fivefold ministry gifts, but I was born a prophet. That's why when I think back over the years of my life and saw some of the things that I experienced and some of the things that I went through, some of the terminology that I got from the streets that people say, well, man, that was a deja vu. Seemed like you've been in this place before. Amen. God used to take you in out-of-body experiences. Amen. Before you get there. So when you get in that presence or that company, amen, of the same thing, seemed like that you have been in that same scene or that same situation, or you dream something and God bring the dream to pass. So when you open up your mind, when you come into your true identity and you begin to decree and declare things, beloved, that's why I share with the people of God, I will never be broke another day in my life. I prophesy to my future, beloved, and I believe that I faith for you today. That's when you know that God has favored you. Everybody ain't favored now. Let me help us out. Everybody ain't favored because everybody can't get to this place or this position because of the fear. Amen. They're watching everybody else instead of watching God. Amen. They're listening to everybody else instead of listening to God. As I always say to the people, what God say to you? What is God saying? Amen. You don't necessarily got to have a prophet. Amen. To prophesy to your life. Amen. Because most of the time when they prophesy, it's going to be accuracy or confirmation to what God already spoken to you. But because you're ignorant or you're in a place of not hearing God, amen, you're in a place of maybe not understanding, amen, what's going on. So that's why God would send the prophet. He would send the prophetess in your life. And it will resonate something in you, men and women of God, people of God. It will resonate something in you to cause you to get to that place in God so that you can become the servant that God has called you to be. Again, not trying to be like your friends or be like anybody else, but be who God has called you to be. That's the world duplicating, trying to be like the Joneses. Amen. It came over to the church world, y'all. You got to know when God favored you, amen, he favored you for a task. He favored you for a purpose. He favored you to push you into destiny, to bless somebody else's life. But we got a lot of duplicators, amen, in the church world, the religious world. So others that really need something from God cannot get it because those that have been out of order, out of alignment with God. So they now it's almost like their blessing is on hold. It ain't denied, it's just delayed. It's delayed because the men and women of God, amen, that God has chosen or called for a time such as this, amen, is causing the blessings to be delayed for your life. That's why you got to know that you're divinely connected with right men and women of God, amen, that can prophesy, speak into your purpose, speak into your destiny, speak into your future, amen, to push you into that place so you can prophesy, speak to your purpose, speak to your destiny, speak to those that are around you, speak to your atmosphere. So everything can come in divine order, divine alignment with God. So people of God, I'm going to leave you with this, and then we're going to be out your way. Tell somebody I'm qualified for this. Favor over fear, prophesy to your future. Amen? When you are predestined by God, meaning to be what? Foreordained to an earthly or eternal lot or destiny by divine decree. This is why the Bible says, according to Romans 8 and 30, moreover, whom he predestinate, them he also called. Beloved, the Bible also says in Ephesians 1, around about the 11th verse, he said, in him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of them who works all things according to the counsel of his will. That's why I said it can't be your mindset. It got to be the mind, the counsel, the will of God. So that we who were the first to hope in Christ might what, be to the praise of his glory. Prophesy to yourself this morning. Prophesy to yourself today. Prophesy to yourself in this hour and say, my latter house shall be greater than my former. Oh, God. Tell somebody, God already settled it for me. Oh, church, God has given every man free will to do whatever he chooses or desires. But here is the revelation. Here's the peace. We're not free to determine our desires. Let me say that again. We're not free to determine our desires. The Bible seriously states, according to Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I am reaping the favor of God concerning my life, my family, my ministry, my future. I will not let no devil, no demon, no wicked spirit hinder or block my blessings, my abundance, my increase, my overflow, my promotion, my portion, nor the promises that the Lord has promised me. You got to prophesy to yourself. God already knows your outcome. You got to know that so you can prophesy to it. He already gave you the victory because the enemy, he blinded you with fear. According to 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, the Bible said the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not. Always ask the question, why are the believers blinded? See, beloved, you got to understand there's a difference between destined versus predestined. If it was destined, it was going to happen. Predestined means someone, what? Arranged or predicted that it would happen. This is why, beloved, while you might be facing dark times and may not be able to see what you're believing the Lord for at the moment, God is doing his best work in the dark. I always say that. God does his best work in the dark, people of God. Amen. And that's why, amen, while you're in the dark, you become the light. So the light can shine in the darkness. Oh, glory. And that's why Romans 8 and 28 said, we know all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Again, while you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Come on and prophesy to yourself. Lord, I thank you for favoring me over fear. Lord, I thank you that you're allowing me to prophesy to my future. Beloved, you must know that you are called by God. You must know that you must be called of God. Mm-mm. You got to speak to yourself again. When the call of God is given, just answer the call. When you answer the call, what you're saying, beloved, you're saying, yes, Lord, whatever it might be, whatever I got to go through, amen, if I got to go through the test, y'all know our Savior went through it. He went through it while he was in the wilderness. Amen. Just soon as, amen, he was baptized by John, taken out into the wilderness in the spirit. Amen. Here comes the devil. Here comes the enemy. Don't think the enemy ain't going to come to you and speak to you. That's why the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. What is happening, people of God, you've been following other people's words, what I call the illegal sound. You've been following somebody else's sound. Amen. You've been following the enemy's sound. You've been following your own sound. This is the hour and the season that you must follow the sound of God. And you must know that God has called you. Many are called, but few are chosen. The Bible says, according to Matthew 22:14, amen, you got to know that God has handpicked you and chosen you for a time such as this. The Bible also reminds us in Ephesians 1:4, it says, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should what? Be holy and without blame before him in love. Always ask the question, where has the love gone? Amen. People are hating on their brothers and sisters, trying to sabotage each other in the body of Christ. I say in the church world, in the body of Christ. They're allowing the enemy to use them to sabotage a man of God, a woman of God, to come against their brothers and sisters. Amen. You know they operate from a place of fear and not favor. You know it's something going wrong if my brother and my sister is coming against me and they know that God is what? For me. So they have to know, amen, if God be for me, who can be against me? Look out. Look out. I don't care what you try to pray against me. I don't care what you try to practice against me. You better look out in this hour. Prophetic men and women of God, people of God in your position, amen, in the kingdom as a believer, when people come against you, you better look out because God is going to fight for you. I don't care what they say. Every evil word, God will condemn it. This is where we say you can receive him or you can reject him. I always say you can receive the sign of God or you can reject the sign of God. Jesus reminded the disciples in Gospel John 15, right about the 16th verse, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Tell somebody, I'm qualified for this. Amen. Fear don't have nothing on my favor. Oh, glory. Fear don't have nothing on my favor. Beloved, you must be justified by God. A lot of people justify by people. They're justified, amen, by things. They justify by money. They justify by buildings. They justify by members. They justify by this. But has God justified you? Has God called you? Have God ordained you? Have God chosen you? And, oh, my. Justified by God, meaning in theology, the act by which God moves a willing person from the state of sin, injustice, to the state of grace, justice. Oh, my God. Where is justice at in America? Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I say, where is justice at in America? Look at us. Amen. We're trying to celebrate, amen, our emancipation, trying to celebrate our freedom, our liberty. But you got people still want to keep you in prison. People still want to keep you in bondage. People still want to keep you incarcerated in your mind. Tell somebody, God has liberated me. He has favored me, amen, over the field, and I can prophesy to my future. Who's your future? The generation coming behind you. Who is your future? Their generation. You can prophesy, amen, in this time. Your future is today because you never saw this day before. For. You got up, people of God, from a place of last night and a nap with death. But when God blew into you this morning, it wasn't a long call, it wasn't your husband, it wasn't your wife, it wasn't your children, but it was God blew one back into you, the breath of life, while you got up this morning, while you closed in your right mind. So, moving from a state of sin to a state of righteousness, the Bible says in Romans 8:30, God justifies the believer to bring them into the glory of him. Told y'all why God shifted the church. Because man was taking his glory. And God said, no man, he won't share it with no man. I think man, they've been in the dark too long. Amen. They've been blinded too long by the enemy or themselves, moving from a carnal or fleshly place that caused them to sin before God. So when the Lord calls you, he justifies you. When he justifies you, he glorifies you. The Bible says in Romans 3, in right about the 21st verse, it says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophet. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. The Bible says, according to Romans 6:23, for all have sinned, past tense, not still sinning and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 25, he says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in what? His blood, not yours. God shed his blood, not yours. Hallelujah. Amen. To declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him who believeth in Jesus the Christ. Tell somebody, I'm favored by God over my fears. Because God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. I will not let the enemy disqualify me by shifting me away from the qualifications of God. Be ye holy, for I am holy, said the Lord. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Oh, somebody needs some power in this hour. As the servants of God, as the people of God. Amen. And he said, they that are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We need some sons and daughters of God rising to the occasion in this hour, in this season, to prophesy to cities, to prophesy to communities, to prophesy to states, to prophesy to regions, to prophesy to nations, to prophesy to countries, to prophesy to the world. That's why I thank God for the men and women of God that God has raised up for a time such as this, prophets to the nations, not just one. You got to be qualified for this. And through major qualifications from the Lord, it gives us access to God. I call them the keys to the kingdom. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. These are the keys, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against thee. And then you, when you take on the fruit of the Spirit, that qualifies you. That means I am proved. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. The Bible says, against there is such no law. Beloved, when God has qualified you, you are no longer entangled with what? Bondage. You can stand at the liberty where Christ has made us free. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, whatever's up against you, no weapon formed against you will not be able to prosper. Because if God be for us, who can be against us? I'm walking in the favor of God. Amen. I'm telling you on today, people of God, prophesy to your future. Prophesy to the thing that you believe in God for. Prophesy to your husband. Prophesy to your wife. Prophesy to your children. If you ain't married yet, prophesy. He's on the way. Prophesy. She's on the way. If you ain't got the job yet, prophesy. Prophesy. If you're in a position, prophesy your promotion. Prophesy. Speaking into the atmosphere. Life and death lies in the power of our tongue. You can speak life or you can speak death. You can speak blessings or you can speak curses. I decree and I declare it today as a servant of Yah, servant of God. I decree it by faith today, amen, that I am qualified for this. Honey, we're qualified for this. Amen. God has favored us over the fear, so we prophesy to our future. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We give you honor. We give you praise. We ask in the name of Jesus, allow this word to fall on the good grounds today. We thank you, God, as we're now repositioning ourselves, coming back in alignment with your will. We're coming back in divine order, God, that you established before us from eons of time. Now, God, today I pray that every man and woman, God, every servant, every person to operate from whatever position that you have called them into, I call forth the apostles, I call forth the prophets, I call forth the evangelists, I call forth the pastors, the teachers, I call forth the ministering gifts, I call forth all the men and women of God that will serve you and not man. God, we thank you that you're getting the glory in this hour, this season. Father, I thank you for allowing our latter house to be greater than our former. It's not how we start out, God, but how we finish. And I thank you that we're finishing strong in this hour, this season. God, I pray that you will breathe afresh over the men and women of God on today. Touch the man of God as you continue to give him vision, God, to expand your glory in the earth realm. God, as you thank you, God, for allowing him to create a reformation across, amen, this country, Father, this nation. I pray that you would give him witty ideas. I pray that you would give him the necessity. I pray that you would give him the finances. I pray that you will meet every need, God, that will call your work to go forth in the earth realm. God, I decree and I declare it by faith. God, we're not in competition. We're not comparing ourselves among ourselves. But God, we're unique in our own way. And I thank you for using us for your glory. I thank you, God, that we have made ourselves available to you. Now use the men and women of God, God, that they won't operate from a place of fear, but it will operate from a place of favor. Because when you favor us, God, we know, God, that we can do mighty and great things. Because you said in your word, they that know their God shall do great exploits. And God, we thank you for allowing us to do great exploits in the earth realm for you. That's why Joseph found favor with you, that he was able to be set up to bless what? His brothers, to bless his family. Because we know favor ain't fair. And we thank you that you will still give favor in a famine land. God, we decree, we declare it by faith today, that it is so in Jesus' name, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God. Amen That's the word of the Lord today, people of God. So you be encouraged, be strengthened, be empowered. Know that God has favored you over fear. Prophesy to your future and know that when God qualifies you, when God justifies you, it's a done deal. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Minister Etta Brown, we'll take a commercial. We'll come back to open the lines up for any questions or comments this morning.
LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the 11th year of the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
June 24th through 26th, 2022.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, presents the 11th year Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference.
The theme, going viral in the midst of a virus.
On June 24th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Apostle Maurice Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Hampton, Virginia. On June 25th, 2022, the mid-morning workshop begins at 10 a.m. Bishop Jesse Williams from Chicago, Illinois, and Prophet Jerry Wallace from Birmingham, Alabama. At 7 p.m., Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. On June 26, 2022, at 11 a.m., Evangelist Gwen Marshall from Arlington, Texas.
24th through 26, 2022.
Your hotel information, Holiday Inn Express, 13330 Cicero Avenue, Crestwood, Illinois. Ask for the Lifeline Block. Call area code 708-597-3330. Your registration fee is $100. Cash App Cashtag RFPIM. That's Cashtag RFPIM. PayPal, www.werestoreyou.org. For more information, contact 708-825-1988 or text 334-440-6152. Get your reservations together. Make plans to be at the Lifeline Prophetic Experience Conference, June 24th through 26th. We definitely want you to be there.
All right, bless the Lord. All right, administrative, you have any anything over there on the blog side?
In the chat room, we welcome everyone that's listening in on this morning. And a powerful word, apostle, the young prophet, excuse me, are listening in, and we welcome each and every one of them at this time.
Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Thank you again to the young prophets. I thank God for God training you, equipping you, seasoning you for times such as this, because you are needed in the body of Christ. As I always say to the men and women of God, you're not a number, you're a necessity in the kingdom of God. Amen. To expand God's glory, God's work in the earth realm, to minister, to reach to the lost souls. So we bless God for you tuning in every third Saturday morning. Amen. We don't count it robbery, we count it honor. Amen, that you choose to connect with this conference line, this blog side on the radio, internet, to hear a word from the Lord. And we thank God this morning that God has favored you over fear, and you can prophesy to your future. So begin to prophesy. Prophesy even the more. Let God use you. Amen, in this hour. So we thank God for the young prophets. All right. Amen. Administrator, I think you said the conference line is down, right?
Yes, sir. It's letting some people in, and some people, excuse me, can't get in this morning. So right now we're sending a ticket to the engineering department to see what the problem is.
Okay. So if they want to come in, chime in, what they need to do, hit one on the dial?
Yes, sir. Just hit one, and I'll open up the portal for them. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, people of God, if you're listening in and you got a question or want to make a comment, just hit one on your dial, and the woman of God will bring you in this morning.
Good morning. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you, woman of God.
I really thank the Lord for what you taught on this morning. Favor over fear. Prophesy to your future. I am qualified for this. I am so thankful for that. All of that is just so powerful, because a lot of times people don't feel that they're qualified for certain things, whether it's positions, whether it's for the things that God wants to give them. But when they take that fear, like you explained, and snatch that out of their mind and see that God has done the work for you for the good. And so I just thank God for his plan for us. And he's constantly grooming us to get to that place where nothing else matters but him. And that if he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And I thank you also because you said delayed does not mean denied. And so delayed but not denied. So I believe, God, that whoever is on this line needed this word this morning. I know I received it for myself. And just know that, you know, just take yourself out of it and allow God to move forward in your life and watch him move. So I just thank God for God using you today about to speak into our lives and to waken us up out of that place. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well, woman of God. And you know that one of the things I always teach at our ministry, that God is waiting and watching over his word to perform it. His word ain't gonna return back to him void. And sometimes people allow the words that's being released, whether they come by teaching, preaching, prophesying, they allow the word to sometimes dangle or lay dormant when God is waiting to perform that word for your life. And until we grab hold to that word and really make it applicable to our lives to walk it out, then we can begin to speak it out of our mouth. That's why I say it's so important we get the word in us, because the word is the last thing that's going to be standing. So when we stand for the word, we won't fall for anything. So, woman of God, you be encouraged. Bless God for you. Thank you for your comment this morning. All right. Anybody else? You hit one on your dial and the woman of God bring you in this morning.
Call yes, sir. 218.
All right.
I'm sorry. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you this morning.
Wow, I'm surprised. Good morning. Good morning. This is Denise. I know that.
God bless you.
The way you guys know me, because that's all I say, under prophet. Wow, this morning it was hard for me to get in. Actually, I had the other number, and no one was there, so I thought you weren't, you know, going to be on. And then I looked on Facebook and saw this other number, and I said, wow, let me try it. Then when I got on, I heard you. I was like, wow, God just moving. I could feel the power, the presence, his spirit, and everything you were saying. It was like, wow. It felt like he was talking to me. I'm in the house jumping up and down. I could feel his presence. I'm praying in the spirit. I can't help it. I felt like he was talking directly to me. I already started praying and prophesying and decreeing what I wanted yesterday. And I said, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. God told me to start yesterday to prophesy and pray and decree and declare whatever it is, whatever it is. So I was praying in the area of finances, and I found me a business. I'm like, wow, God, how you do that? So that's what he showed me and gave me yesterday. Then this morning, it was like I really wanted to hear or listen, and it was the first time the enemy really was trying to fight me or what? Try to stop me from getting on and listening to see what you all had to say. I said, wow, what's going on? So I kept trying. And then when I got on and I see everything you said, I said, oh, I see what's going on. The enemy did not want me to hear this. Because of where I am. Yeah, because of where I am in the ministry, in this ministry, and the questions I would be asking God, what's going on, why this, why that, and what's happening. It's like God just used you this morning to answer so many questions, so many things. And so I just thank God for you obeying God and for me being able to get in to and the enemy could not stop me from hearing what thus says the Lord. So I appreciate all that you do for the kingdom. I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God for the changes in our lives. I thank God for the connection, for me to know what God is really saying and what he wants me to know, really the truth.
Amen.
You know, want me to know, not just wonder, because it is, like you said, it's all about God. And then before I came, I wasn't dealing with fear. I wasn't dealing with fear like this. I'm like, what is going on here? These people don't know me the way that God, you know, I have been with him real bold. Instead, it's like I'm the opposite in front of people. But at home, very bold in prayer. And I just talk to him and he responds. I don't have any hindrances. But when I get around the atmosphere, it's like, wow, God, what is happening? So I just thank God for you and for your ministry. And I already will come against backlash for you because you really hit the target. I thank God for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless God for you. Woman of God, for you, I know this to be true when I discern, I hear God. One of the most powerful things, because God is powerful, where you at now in your walk with the Lord and where you're sitting now under the leadership of your leader, your pastor, your covering, Dr. LaRon Matthews. Woman of God, get the teaching, the training, and the equipping. Because what is going to happen for you, it's going to happen for your family. Because there are some people in your family through the teaching, the training, the equipment that the man of God is imparting into you. When you humbly submit to that and you serve that, not so much focus on a title or a position, but as long as you posture and position yourself in the kingdom of God, you're receiving the impartation, the teaching, the training, the equipment that's coming from the man of God, then God's going to use you to liberate your family. Because there are some people in your family, woman of God, that you've been praying for a long time. But God, as you get this teaching, this training, and this equipping, he's going to blow your mind. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. You just got to put your confidence and trust in God. Don't revisit the old. Don't revisit the past, says the Lord. Move to your future, prophesy to your future, and watch God perform the miracle. That's the word of the Lord for you, woman of God.
I believe it because he wants us to reconnect, me and my family, and it has to be done the way through God. And I was like, wow, God. He already showed me years ago that it wasn't about me when he saved me. He says about the next generation, and I do know I was called to intercede for them and stand in the gap for them and been doing it for a long time. You're right, 100%. That's God.
Amen.
And,
Yes,
and I thank you for sharing that. He showed me he used my love for them, my love, my connection to family, to bring them out.
Well, woman of God, I would just say receive it and walk in it. All right?
Yes. Yeah.
Receive it and walk in it and watch God. Amen? All right. Bless
thank
the
you
Lord.
So much.
Amen. All right. Bless you as well. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Someone else is trying to come in?
Good morning.
God bless you.
God bless you. I just wanted to come in and release the sound to say glory, hallelujah, and thank you, God, for the word that you guys have brought forth this morning. Definitely resonates within my spirit because I needed to hear that. And it reminds me of the prodigal son with where I'm at in my life right now because I feel like I'm sorry, this is Anthony. I feel like I've left the house and I've been out and I need to get back and I know that I can prophesy to my future that I'm destined for this and I'm qualified for this and I don't have to operate in fear. And I just ask that you just pray for me that I get back in alignment and in the will of God so that God can use me for what he qualified me to do. In Jesus.
Amen. Yes, sir. I'm going to pray for you, Brother Anthony, but I just want to say you confirm the word that the Lord has given me for, because you know we're honoring, celebrating the fathers on tomorrow, men of God that are operating from a father's standpoint, whether it's godfathers or fathers, spiritual fathers, grandfathers, all the fathers that are taking their place in their position and roles as a father. So you confirm, especially when you're talking about the prodigal son. But man of God, certainly you are a man of God. As you stated, you have to get back where you need to be in the house, not only necessary in the house, but you're getting back to the house to get the, just like I shared with the woman of God, to get the teaching, the training, and equipment so God can take you out of the house so you can take you to the fields in the capacity where many religious or church folk people are afraid to go. And that's the area God going to use you in because he's transforming and changing some things in your life. So as I pray for you, man of God, I pray that the power, the anointing of God will fall on your life and it will break every limitation. It will break every bondage. It will break every generational curse because you won't follow the generational curse. You won't come up to what happened on the bloodline of your father's side, grandfather's side. You will be the man of God that will cause the change, the transformation to take place for those that will come up behind you, as you stated, to set the example for other young men. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare in and over Brother Anthony's life today. God, I pray that the anointing, the power fall on his life now. Father, I pray that you will stir up the gift that will be used for your glory. God, don't allow him to revisit the past. Don't allow his past to hold him, God, in bondage. Don't allow his past to hold him in incarceration of his mind, imprisonment of his mind. We liberate that today, God, because you said who the Son set free is free indeed. Father, I thank you for allowing his heart to be geared back to your house. Father, a house that's called a house of prayer. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will set a hedge of protection around him, that no weapon formed against him to be able to prosper. God, I thank you for putting your sound in him, that when he opened up his mouth, the sound will be released from him, and that others will have ears of penitence to the cry. Father, I decree and I declare by faith, God, there will be no backlash, no retaliation that will come nigh. God, even his dressing, his pushing, his pressing, God, to get back to your house, to get back, to get the teaching, the training, the equipment, to get the impartation. God, that when he leaves the four walls of the building, when he leaves the house, God, he'll go and make impact in the earth realm. Father, I thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that you're downloading, deposit in him now. Father, I thank you for allowing him to be the man of God that you are calling him to be now in this hour. Father, I thank you for the servant that you're calling him to be in this hour. God, I thank you for giving him the words to decree and declare out of his mouth, God, that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly shall flow life. Out of his belly shall flow blessings. Father, I thank you on today, God, that he will not die, but he will live to declare the works of you. And we decree, we declare it by faith, that he is a man of God. He is a servant of God. He is a child of God. And we decree, we declare it by faith today, that it is so. And it is so. In Jesus' name, walk in it, man of God. Walk in it, man. Thank you this morning for tuning in. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, Prophet.
All right.
How are you?
God bless you, sir.
Bless you.
You're talking to Prophet Dr. Matthew. I don't know if Dr. Matthew is on. I haven't heard. Amen. The Lord today. All right. Well, bless you, Brother Anthony. Thank God for you, man.
Thank you.
Hey, Brother Anthony, will you be at the Lifeline Conference this year, next weekend, next week?
Next week. Well, I live in New Jersey.
Jersey, okay.
Chicago, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to have to talk to my wife, see if we can do that, because we're going to be in Baltimore that weekend, the 25th, so I'm not sure.
Okay. All right, man of God. Well, I'm looking forward to meet you, man, face-to-face, so I bless
Amen.
God for you, man, your family. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Bless you, too.
All right.
All right.
Amen. Bless the Lord. All right. Bless the Lord. Hey, anytime you're in the region of Virginia, man, anytime you're in the region of Virginia, come by, check us out, man. Restoration Truth Ministries. Amen. We'll love to fellowship with you.
Amen. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right. Amen. Anyone else? You hit one on your
dial. Good morning.
God bring you on in. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
God bless you, woman of God.
Good morning, Apostle. I just want to make sure I was on. I was on the conference side waiting for a while. But nonetheless, I just want to say thank you for the word. It was so powerful and so impactful. And it was such an on-time word for today, because fear has been trying to grip so many people and grip the people of this world and this community, such as myself. There's some things that I've been dealing with in my life that I allowed fear to come in, which hindered some things that God was trying to do in and through my life. So this was just such an impactful and on-time word. I would like to get the message from the beginning, being that I came in at the latter part of it, but I just want to thank you for this word. It was so powerful and impactful, and it just brought so much revelation to me and to my life. So thank you again, Apostle. I appreciate it. God bless.
Amen. God bless you as well, woman of God. Yeah, definitely we'll make sure, prophetess, make sure you show you how to get that on prophet's blog side, and you can get to go back and get the recording. So we thank God for you tuning in this morning. We know we have some technical difficulties this morning. The Lord, the enemy didn't want this word to get out, but we thank God that we got it out. And those that have tuned in, maybe many could go back and listen to it from the beginning. So thank God for you chiming in this morning. Bless you. Stand strong, woman of God. Stand strong because you know that God got you. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Hit one on your dial. You can, the woman of God will bring you on in. All right.
Hello,
so we
good
bless
morning.
The Lord on today. God bless you.
Blessings to you, Apostle Simmons, Prophetess Eugenia
right.
Simmons, and Administrator. My God. Sir, that word meant to go out, and the enemy was trying not to allow God to use you. It was most needed. I received the word that was said. I needed it, especially what I'm dealing with, going through, especially as a leader. So much is going on, and I'm allowing God to use me. And I'm not fearful, but sometimes in questioning God, am I ready? Am I ready to do this? Should I do this? Should I not do it? Opening a salon, preparing for a conference, teaching new hairstylists, young barbers, young entrepreneurs come to me asking me about business, wanting me to do a luncheon for them. It is just so much coming in, but this word was so confirming, and I appreciate you being obedient to release the word and standing on it. It was powerful, empowering, and I'm thankful. I had to release the sound in my own apartment. I was blowing this shofar while you were going in with the word. So I receive it. I thank you, and may God replenish you with what you release, and there be no backlash, and may he encompass you and keep you in his hand tightly. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and your wife, Team Simmons, in the city of San Antonio. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well, woman of God. Thank you so much. We're definitely looking forward, amen, for the September conference there in San Antonio, Texas. We bless God for you. One of the things I want to encourage you, woman of God, one of the things when you have a made-up mind, when you set out for the mandate and the assignment that God has set before you, and especially when you're putting big events together, you have to know that it's God. You have to know the timing of God, amen, because when you come into that place with God, the enemy always going to challenge you. He always going to try you. And you have to know that what God has set before you is bigger than you. And when we use our ideas, or when we use what we think that will get the people, draw the people, we have to know that only the Spirit can draw people. And that's why we got to keep them lifted up. So I encourage you, woman of God, in everything that you endeavor to do, even when you're saying you're teaching and training young barbers and stylists, when it comes to ministry for where God has called you to be as a prophetess, as a servant of him, even through your setbacks, the things that you have experienced, the things that you have been challenged with when it comes to relationship standpoint, be very discerning in this hour. Everybody that say they're for you, they are not really for you. They're against you because sometimes people want to see you fall. I had to share something with my youngest son. Be careful how you share certain things with certain people. When it seems like they have a listening ear to hear you, but at the same time they're gathering all your information, amen, to see you sabotage, see you set up, to see you fail. So you have to use the wisdom of God. That's why I had to encourage sometimes our people. I told them, move in silence. Move in silence, let God do what he needs to do, because eventually, amen, he's going to allow it to manifest. And when it manifests, that's when, you know, God speaks. See, and that's when your quiet time, you're hearing God, because you could be in a place where it's just so many people, so much going on around you. You're hearing to this, you're hearing that, and people giving you their ideas and giving you this and giving you that. But you got to hear God for yourself. And I believe that you hear God as a servant of God, as a prophetess of God. I believe you hear God, and you have to know that everything that God does is bigger than us. And you have to know that the warfare, all of the things going to come. But don't get discouraged. Amen. Don't operate and move in fear. You stand in a place of faith. You stand in a place of that favor that God has set upon your life. That's why I remember sharing a prophecy with you, how God is going to allow favor to be rested on you among those influential leaders in your region, your community, mayors, all the different people going to come in the company of you from the business aspect, but it's, you're going to represent the kingdom there in their presence. And it's going to open doors up for you, woman of God, to allow finances, residual, to come into your hand. And you're going to have haters and jealous people all around you, watching you, wondering how you're rubbing arms with the mayor, how you're rubbing arms with this person, how you're rubbing arms with the council member, how you're rubbing arms with this person. Just tell them the favor of God. You don't have to boast about it. You don't have to brag about it. You just walk humbly before God and watch God exalt you in due time and due season. It's always the timing of God. Know that, woman of God, so you be encouraged.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for the word. I receive it.
Amen. All right. Bless the Lord. All right. Anyone else? Man, you hit one on your
dial. Good morning.
Got to bring you on in. Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you. This is Evangelist Marshall.
Evangelist
good morning
Marshall, my
to
friend.
You all.
Bless you, woman of God.
Good morning. You all are on it. You know, it was. I'm laughing because, you know, we getting ready to go to, you know, come up there to Chicago. But I was laughing because I think about you all the time. First of all, I'm going to just say, you know, awesome word today. It is an on-time word because as we are strategically moving in the kingdom, the enemy want to, you know, allow that faith to try to, you know, creep in to hinder what God is trying to do. And God is trying to let the sound of the roar come out in the kingdom, and the enemy is trying to put fear to muzzle us, to stagnate us, you know. So I really honor the word of God. And First Lady Simmons, I honor you. And I just think of y'all as truly King Simmons, you know, seriously. And so
Amen.
I thank God for you all and the word that you released on today, because I don't know if you were on one of the lines when I talked about July 8th is my last day of working for corporate. July, you know, I'll be working for myself. And this is what God had told me to do beginning June 1st. And so God don't always give you and say, let me show you this so you'll know, you know, I told you to do it. No, you got to operate in faith. So it's like when I gave the notice June 1st and he told me to say June 8th was my last day, when I acted in obedience and submitted the letter, that's when he began to show me the plan. You know, I don't know the full plan. But I begin to see, but you got to obey first. You can't be like, well, show me first, approve yourself. No, you got to learn how to hear the sound and the spirit of God and then go, you know. And even when you go, the enemy still try to allow the fear. But I thank God for, you know, what you released and let us know as kingdom leaders. I heard you speaking to Prophetess Tina, you know, as well, and when we making bold moves, people see us moving, but they don't know the power of God that sent us the ear. You know what we're listening to. We're not seeing with our eyes on what everybody else doing. We got the secret sauce, which is the Holy Ghost of our Father, you know, that's telling us what to do. So don't get mad at us. Just join us and get what we got, which is the Holy Ghost and which is God our Father. So I thank you all, you know, for that. And I wanted to say I laugh a lot now because even though I came on that marriage line and I'm saying, I used to say I'm going to get on it once I get somebody and decide I want to get married. But I laugh a lot. I laugh a lot because when I first came on the line and First Lady Simmons said, no, you got something you're dealing with. You got something still there. I don't know what it is, but it's something. And I've been laughing ever since because whatever it is, whatever she, it began to unlock some things that I didn't see. You know what I'm saying? And so even though I'm not preparing to get married, but God is still getting rid of these things that was hitting that I didn't know that was there. So I thank God for the anointing that's on you, you know, that's on you all and for this line. I was going to tell y'all when I saw y'all in Chicago, but I said, let me go, because I laugh all the time because, you know, you don't have to wait for nobody. We need to be like the virgin and still have our oil ready. You know what I'm saying? Yes,
oh,
we need to
God.
Get ourselves together regardless. You know what I mean? And I would always used to say, I don't want to get, I'm going to wait till I get somebody and think about it. Then I'm going to join their line. And I laugh all the time because I'll be like, they just don't know what they're doing for people, especially for me, because it was just some things in there. You know what I mean? And it's like, even if I thought I was going to be ready, I wasn't going to be ready enough if I hadn't joined that line to start getting this stuff off of me. Then I'd be back on there saying, help me. You know what I'm saying? So God bless y'all, and I thank you all for your ministry, for your life, for your anointing, and for your relationship that you all have with God. Be blessed.
Amen. God bless you as well, woman of God. We are excited. We're looking forward, amen, to be there with you and the man of God and the other kingdom leaders and the people of God on next weekend. I know it's going to be a powerful, high time in the Lord, and I know God is giving you a powerful word for the people, and I'm excited. It's always an honor to hear your sound that God speaks through you and use you in the way that he used you, because you are unique, you are different, and you come with authentic sound, and I thank God for that, woman of God. And I always, you know, talk to my wife about you. I said, man, Evangeline Marsh is powerful, and I thank God for her authenticity, her transparency, you know, that it can liberate and help someone else. God uses you in this hour, woman of God, and that's why he's preparing you. He's preparing you for full-time ministry, because you're going to have to travel. You're going to be going to different states, preparing for other countries. You just, you know, keep your bags packed and let God, you know, be God. He's going to provide. He's going to make ways out of no way. And I know a lot of people preparing. I like to use one of Dr. Miles Monroe quotes. Amen. A lot of people preparing to go to heaven when we should really be preparing to bring heaven into the earth. And that's what you're doing, woman of God. So keep your bags packed as God order your footsteps and travel you to the nations and cities and regions where he would take you to release that oil and that sound that's on your life that's going to liberate other people that are incarcerated in bondage. Because you have a story to tell. It ain't just a story. It's powerful. So you just continue to stay humble and let God use you. Let God use you in this hour, in this season that you're in. So bless you, woman of God. Amen. Looking for
God
to receive the word from the Lord that he has given you. Bless you.
Amen.
All right. Anyone else? Hit one on your dial, and one that God bring you right on in. All right. Well, we bless the Lord on today. Again, thank you for tuning in, chiming in, even in the midst of the technical difficulties. We thank God for getting the word out and releasing the word. Amen. For a time such as this, we thank God for the hearers today. And I pray, even if you are a backslider, I pray that if you a person that don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I pray that you would come to know him, amen, and a partner of your sin, especially people of God and those that are listening in these challenging, trying times. You need to really have a relationship with the Lord, amen, because of all of the things that's going on around us. You can't be walking in the dark. You can't be walking sleep, amen. As I always say, many are sleeping spiritually and physically. Amen. While God is speaking, and he certainly has servants that he's speaking through. We ain't talking about just giving you a word, a stale word, but we're talking about a fresh word, a rhema word, a word hot off the press, a word that will knock something in you to push you into purpose and destiny. So I thank God for being connected to the man of God in this conference line and the Blog Talk Radio. And amen. I thank God for the team of men and women of God that God has placed around the man of God, for the man of God, not against him. And this is what we have, let me say this, this is what we have to understand, y'all, especially as leaders. And it's said in scriptures when the disciples asked Jesus a question about people were doing another work. And he said, Jesus had to let them know. He said, well, if they're doing another work, he said, then if they're not against us, then guess what? They are for us. So this is where you have to know, people of God, who are for you and who are against you. See, when God favors you, you can't connect with people that are against you. You got to just kick the dust off your feet and keep on moving. Because sometimes you be carrying dead weight. You be trying to carry people somewhere where it ain't designed for them to go, because they don't want to go where you're going. That's why we always said our ministry is not where we at, it's where we're going. And if you have a mindset you ain't going nowhere, then you ain't gonna hinder me. So people of God, be encouraged to know that when people are doing the work, especially the work of the kingdom, let them do what they do, but don't hinder me. Amen? So we bless the Lord on today. We certainly thank God again for our visionaries. Bless you, Administrator Bryant. Amen. Woman of God, I thank God for you. Yes. Any final words from you?
Just a quick reminder, Apostle, if you still have time to make hotel reservations. They expanded it until the 20th. I think that's on Monday. I just call 708-597-3330 and ask for the Lifeline Conference block. Also remember that Sunday is Father's Day and the third Sunday in every month we've adopted as Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, you can do so by visiting the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RSTIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreU@Yahoo.com. On next Saturday night at the conference, we will be showing love to Dr. Matthews. So for all of those who have registered, there will be a special envelope in your packet as well. And we look forward to seeing everyone on next weekend. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you as well, Administrator Brian. All right, people, God, let us govern ourselves accordingly. All road leads to Harvey, Illinois. Amen. At Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, was a senior leader, visionary Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews. We bless God for the man of God and being in that company on June the 24th to the 26th. So, people of God, come with expectancy, knowing that it's breeding grounds for your miracle. Amen. We're going to be in the house, and I just thank God for being, amen, with my brothers and my sisters in the kingdom, where we can put a name to a face and a face to a name. Amen. Pray for your safe travels, whether you travel by plane, travel by car, bus, train. Amen. We pray safe travels. Amen. For the 11th year Prophetic Lifeline Conference, every round go higher and higher. Every year get better and better. So we bless God, amen, for the visionary, for the Prophetic Conference line. All right. Anyone else? We don't leave nobody out. You're on the blog side. Hit one on your dial. And come right on in. All right, Father, we thank you for what you have released unto us on today. I pray in the name of Jesus that the people of God would take this word as a seed. Father, I pray that you will nurture it, cultivate it, and give the increase concerning it. Father, that they can prophesy to their future. They can move in a place of favor and not fear. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that they will come into a place where you have justified them and qualified them for the task that's at hand. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus to cover every kingdom leader, every connected person, God, that's in covenant with the man of God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you, God, will continue to allow the impartation, oh God, to flow into them, God, that they will mature, develop, and grow in the calling of ministry in the area of their lives. Father, I thank you on today for using me for your glory. I thank you, God, for anointing me for a time such as this, and I pray in the name of Jesus for every person, God, that have a desire to make it to the 11th year Lifeline Conference. Father, I pray that you will make ways out of no way, make the finances easy, God, make the travel easy. Father, I pray that you will give them the resources that's necessary for a time such as this. Father, we decree, we declare it by faith. I pray a special blessing upon Administrator Aretha Bryant. God, bless her abundantly, bless her richly, God. Enlarge her territory, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that she, God, will not be in lack for anything. Because you said in according to Isaiah 1:19, when we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. Father, I thank you for allowing the woman of God to eat good in this hour. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that everything that she desires from you, you will grant it to her even now. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus, continue, God, to bless the man of God, bless his family, God, bless his ministry, bless every leader that's connected to him, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would give them the desires of their heart. Father, I pray open doors for them that we're set under open heaven. Now, God, allow your angels to descend and ascend on our behalf. Father, we decree, we declare it by faith today. There will be no backlash, no retaliation that will come out of this word. Father, I thank you for favoring us over fear, and I thank you, God, that you're allowing us to prophesy to our future because you have qualified us for this. In Jesus' name. All right, people of God, we say to you, go in the power and the strength of God's spirit. Don't forget to be a blessing to this conference line, to the man of God, to the vision that God has given him for this ministry. We say to you, go in the power and the strength of his spirit, of the spirit. Have a powerful, phenomenal day in the Lord. We say shalom in his court is our prayer for you. God bless you on today.
Let me begin and confess, I need your healing. I made a friend of the fear I have been feeling. And I believe the lies it spoke that led me into doubt. But I'm calling on your angel arms now.
Yeah.
anymore.